A security expert explains why Macintosh users do not need antivirus software. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Even though Macs have never been plagued by viruses, worms, and other security headaches like Windows computers, many cautious experts have long advised Mac users to install antivirus software on their machines just in case. But security expert Rich Mogul has a piece of advice that probably makes Windows users a little jealous. Mac owners probably shouldn't use extra security software, at least for now. It's not needed, he says, and it tends to affect performance negatively.
Macs are not under the same kinds of attacks yet that we see Windows users. Now, this is probably going to change over time, but because that security software is far from free and can slow down your system and do other things, I have a really hard time recommending that for the average user who's not under the same level of risk.
Why is the risk just not there for Mac users?
The bad guys out there these days are out more than anything else to make money. And to make money, they want to get their software installed on the widest number of systems that are out there, which tends to be Windows systems. So because Macs have a lower market share, as well as the Macs are, you know, that you can attack them, but it's a little bit harder to attack them than some of the older versions of Windows. The bad guys really do focus on the Windows computers because they know that their malicious software will spread further in the Windows world than it will in the Mac world.
When does that change, if ever? When does the equation point to the need for add-on security software for a Mac?
It changes under two circumstances. Now, the first is if the bad guys decide just to go after the Mac for the heck of it, and that could happen, and if so, believe me, any Mac users will be able to, hopefully they're on an email list or they read some of the Mac websites, they're going to know pretty quickly that that's happening. Now, the other way it changes is, let's imagine a world where Windows gets a lot more secure and Macs don't get any more secure. I mean, Macs are definitely not invulnerable today. And as a matter of fact, the current Mac operating system is not as secure as the current version of Windows, as Windows Vista. Now, if a lot of users move towards Windows Vista, or most users move towards something like Vista, and the bad guys have a hard time going after Vista, and the Mac doesn't improve at all, I mean, obviously, we're just assuming it doesn't improve at all, which probably won't happen, then even though there's a lot fewer Macs out there, it might be more profitable for the bad guys to shift and take advantage of the Mac users.
When you say that Vista is more secure than the latest version of Mac OS, that's fairly provocative. You'll have a lot of people saying, I can't find one legitimate example anywhere of a real virus or worm that affected Macintosh computers in any horribly negative way.
Well, we have had malicious software on Macs. It just has not been very widespread. Now, the reason that statement's provocative is if you look at the security controls built into Windows Vista, it turns out that Windows Vista is actually a very secure platform these days, the most secure version of Windows that's ever been made. Now, on the Mac side, we do have, you know, the Macs are relatively secure, but, you know, I work with a lot of the world's best security researchers, basically the good guy hackers, and most of them will have an easier time getting into a Mac than they will a Windows Vista machine.
That's Rich Mogul, founder of security consulting company Securosis. He's also an editor at the Apple News site Tidbits. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.